The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For 61 years, the Open Hearth has been offering Greenville some of the finest dining that you'll ever experience. That stopped on March 17th, like a lot of businesses who had to close because of this pandemic that we're in the middle of. With the restrictions being loosened, they reopen. And, of course, you got to have the spacing. So you can't have every table available. You can't have every booth available. So what do? Do you put just maybe a piece of red tape across it? Do you put the chairs on top of the tables? I mean, I guess there's a lot of different ways to do that. But Jimmy Melahass and Paula Starr Melahass, they came up with a pretty unique approach to those empty tables. I wanted to have Jimmy on for a few minutes on the 94.5 The Answer guest line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, Joey. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So you guys reopened last night, is that right?
We did, yes, sir.
And you had some unusual...
We've been doing carry-out.
Oh, yes.
We've been for dining last night, yes, sir.
Yep. You had some unusual characters sitting in some of those booths last night.
Yeah, a lot of first-timers.
There's a rumor that you had a Mike Gallagher blow up doll sitting in one of those booths.
Yeah, we need to try to find one that looked like him, but couldn't work it out. Yeah.
What a great idea to have these inflatable dolls, and I noticed that Paula Starr made it very clear that they're the G rated kind. What a great idea! What kind of response did you get from your customers last night?
It was great. It really was. It got a lot of laughs, and people were taking pictures sitting in the booths with the dolls. And it was just, I got to give credit to Paul Starr and a couple of our neighbors. They were sitting around talking about reopening, and they came up with this idea. So Paul Starr went online and ordered these dolls from Amazon. And then last weekend, they spent Sunday afternoon bringing clothes over and dressing these towels up and then blowing them up and dressing them up. So it was quite an experience here Sunday afternoon in the house. And then yesterday we loaded them up and took them to the restaurant and put them in like every other booth. So it was really different, but people got a big laugh out of it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, what a creative idea, and only Paula Starr could come up with something like this.
Right. Yeah. She thinks, she thought about it, and then rather than putting like a big X on the tablecloth or lining it off with yellow tape, she just said, "Well, this will probably look a lot better. It looks like we'll have a full restaurant," and it actually did. So it worked out. We were in very good business last night. Thank goodness.
Well, Jimmy, I think people are just ready to get back out and go to their favorite restaurant and have a nice meal.
Yeah, they were. We had gotten several notes right after the closing started that whenever we got the word that we could open back up, people wanted to be first on the reservation list. So we had about 8 or 10 people on the reservation list now who had called a long time ago.
Wow.
So it worked out great.
Yeah, that's great. So talk with us a minute, Jimmy, about as far as other changes that you guys, what was different about operating with your dining last night than what you've had to do in the past?
Yeah, we spent all day Monday with our staff and going over things. Of course, we've been doing some cleaning and sanitizing over the several weeks. And we contracted with a service that comes in and sprays once a week and does a fine mist and kills the 99.9% of the germs. And we had to take all salt and pepper shakers off the tables.
Right.
And whenever customers requested, we could take them. When we picked them up, we had to wipe them back off and then put them, you know, put them back mm-hmm. up. Mm-hmm. And whenever a customer got up, we had to spray the booths down and spray the chairs down with sanitizer. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, the servers and the line cooks had to wear masks and gloves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And of course, those were changed. Those were changed regularly.
Sure.
And just a completely different. You know, we wiped them off doorknobs. We had to check the bathrooms once an hour. Wiping counters down, bars down, and it was quite a different operation because we couldn't put bread on the table. We had to serve like one roll at a time, or whatever, and couldn't put condiments out like ketchup bottles.
Right.
That had to put it individually.
Sure.
So it was quite a different experience, and we kind of worried about it, but it actually went rather smoothly. I was kind of impressed with my staff.
Yeah. Well, you got a good group of people over there, a good team together. So that doesn't surprise me that you were able to pull it off. You can go to theopenhearthgreenville.com, theopenhearthgreenville.com, and take a look at the menu. And of course, I assume that you'll still continue to do a curbside service as well.
Yes. Yes, we are. We did about 20-something last night. People were still, I guess, reluctant about going out, but we did several takeouts last night as well as our regular dining. So
yep. It
was a busy night. So.
Yep. Well, that is great news, Jimmy, and please look, what a great idea. I can't wait to get out to see this myself and have a nice dinner, and look forward to doing that soon. And just good luck as you guys get open back up and as we try to get back to normal if we can.
Right. Thank you, Joey. We look forward to seeing you, too.
Yeah, sure thing. Have a great Wednesday, and tell Paul Starr hello for me.